Zion Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Zion Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
And today's date is July 31st, 2020.
The world is in turmoil. Most don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make the choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. In case of an emergency, you can text Dan, let him know you're calling on his cell at 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
Okay, folks, and sorry for the first, I had the wrong date up there. Today is the 30th and not the 31st. Thank you for being corrected both by my wife and the producer. Now, you can find updates with the breaking news, the Wichita Mission Church radio program archives, contact information, or our ministry hub, which is very simply
prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We're a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally, on YouTube, and on some FM stations, so please pray about supporting airtime. On another note, let's thank our listener base in places like Yonda, Cameroon.
That's Cameroon, but I don't know how you pronounce that. It's Yondi or Yindi or whatever.
Yohandi.
Anyway, Cameroon. Folks over there in Cameroon.
Frankfurt, Germany, Calgary, Canada, and in the USA, we got Washington, D.C., Honolulu, Hawaii, Anaheim, California, and San Jose, California is the largest group of listeners that listen to the podcast when it podcasts later tonight.
Yeah, and so, amen. Folks over there in San Jose, I was born in San Jose, California. Anyway, follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Brent77. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not our will, Father. And please give everyone out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh and your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, folks, we're going to get right to the program, but first we're going to have a song.
If you'll give an ear to these words I sing, compassion for the lost will grow strong. As I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls and they don't know. See the road that they're on. It's broad and it entices them with pleasures, and further down that road they are drawn. And as I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls. Oh, these evil days are numbered. So get to work and do your job well. And as I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls. Message that was on my heart. Now don't forget we haven't much time. The vineyard tribe, the field is wide, the workers are few, and the harvest time is now in its prime. As I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. Their souls, they don't know. They're soon to lose their souls, they don't know.
Okay, folks. We're back. That was a great song, and it pertains to a lot of things that are going on out there. Tonight, I want to point out something. President Trump was born on the night, and I've said this before, but not in entirety. Trump was born on the night of June 14, 1946, within 15 minutes of a total lunar eclipse and 700 days before the State of Israel was established. Trump's lucky sevens didn't end there. When he was sworn in as president on January 20th, 2017, he was 70 years old, 7 months, and 7 days. Lunar eclipses, apparently, anyway, Trump was born on the night of June 14th, 1946, within 15 minutes of a total lunar eclipse, 700 days before the State of Israel was established. Trump's lucky sevens did not end there. He was sworn in as president on January 20th, 2017. He was 70 years old, 7 months, and 7 days. A lot of sevens involved there. Lunar eclipses, though, but what I want to point out is he was born just before lunar eclipse. Lunar eclipses are seen as many as harbingers of things to come, as eclipses are a natural phenomenon that has been recorded throughout history, so much that the Bible even addresses them. Scripture tells us that Yahweh uses signs, miracles, and other strange ways to communicate with his children, so it's not far-fetched to people to think that eclipses could mean something more of a prophetic sign of the apocalypse. During a total lunar eclipse, the moon is sometimes known as a blood moon because of the way the atmosphere bends the light to appear red. So along this line of thinking was, and this is a question, I'm not saying thus saith the Lord. So, along this line of thinking, was President Trump born just before a blood moon with the significance that the apocalypse was soon to come? Many have said that he is our last president. So, just before the apocalypse, was that a sign, just like born just before the blood moon? It's up to you to pray about it. In my heart of hearts, I believe that President Trump was placed here by the Father to hold back things until certain things have happened with Israel, and as an answer to many who prayed that this nation would be delivered. Will he get a second term? That's up to us, meaning America really needs repentance. But with America, I just don't think we're there yet. And also, it goes to two things. One, it has to be done on our knees. But we also have to bring others into the fold. As you can see, we're in a battle against evil. We have many good people saying America will fall, even in another month or so. And we've had that even like Pastor Dana that was on the program. Then, of course, there is this warning that I'm going to start talking about from the angel said to Dimitri Dudeman. Go ahead, you can read this part.
Okay, from the angel to Dimitri Dudeman about America. He showed me all of California and said, this is Sodom and Gomorrah. All of this in one day will burn. Its sin has reached the Holy One. Then he took me to Las Vegas. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day, it will burn. Then he showed me the state of New York. Do you know what this is? He asked. I said, no. He said, this is New York. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day, it will burn. Then he showed me all of Florida. This is Florida, he said. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day, it will burn. Then he took me back home to the rock where we had begun. In one day, it will burn. All of this I have shown you, I said, how will it burn? He said, remember that I am telling you, because you will go on television and on radio and in churches, and you must yell with a loud voice. Do not be afraid, because I will be with you. I said, how will I be able to go? Who knows me here in America? I don't know anybody here, he said. Don't worry yourself. I will go before you. I will do a lot of healing in the American churches, and I will open the doors for you. But do not say anything else besides what I tell you. This country will burn.
Well, folks, that's been a little while that since that happened. But, you know, prophets always, people that are do prophecy, just because they say it today doesn't mean it's going to happen even within their lifetime. As we know, we have a whole Bible full of prophets that told us what would come in the end time, and clearly they're not alive. Anyway, moving right along, President Trump himself admitted sometimes his tweets get him in trouble, as this one upset both Democrats and Republicans today.
From Fox News, Trump brought up the topic of delaying the election in a Thursday tweet, which he later pinned to the top of his profile, making it the most prominent post of his feed. With universal mail-in voting, not absent voting, which is good, 2020 will be the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history, Trump said. It will be a great embarrassment to the USA. Delay the election until people can properly, secure, and safely vote.
Now, because you can't see that, folks, I'll tell you, when it says safely vote, and then he put three question marks on the other side. Now, our president's pretty sly, and so you can't. First reaction was, is he being truthful or whatever? But it's going to feed into what we're talking about today. So was he serious personally, or is he sly like a fox? So he could just be baiting people to see the reaction, and it was just, or was it just a passing thought? Apparently, I think that he was baiting him because he just said this.
That's glad I was able to get to the very dishonest, lamestream media to finally start talking about the risk to our democracy from dangerous universal mail-in voting, not absentee voting, which I totally support. The White House reacted like this from Fox. The White House is in a statement Thursday elaborated on Trump's tweet, saying that Trump was not fully demanding that the day of election be changed, and criticized Democrats for promoting a massive expansion in mail-in voting that Republicans say is right to be taken advantage of.
Okay, and I just saw another instance today. We have seen plenty of examples already of mail-in voting that has, proved fraudulent, like one a while ago. I just noticed that two men pleaded guilty in California of getting the homeless to sign absentee ballots and things for cigarettes and for making fraudulent signatures. And that's in California, and that was in the 2016 and 2018 in 2018 votes. But, you know, that's not the presidential election. And if they mail a ballot to everybody in the United States, you know how massive, it's just ridiculous how bad it would be, how really, really bad it would be. Okay, go ahead. And this is the rest of that.
Okay,
statement.
The president is simply raising a question, whereas Democrats are proposing an entirely new system of massive mail-in voting that will result in enormous delays in the election results.
Right, and President Trump also tweeted here just a little while ago. He said that in that other tweet, he said that he wants to be able, we want to know the results the same day.
Right.
With this, you won't know. You could maybe not, like Trump pointed out, you might not know for a week, 2 weeks, months, or even years.
Yeah, the mail is really slow nowadays.
Well, beyond the mail being slow, I'm not worried about the mail being slow. It's the people that process it.
Yeah.
That's where the voter fraud comes in.
And all the fraud.
They could just throw them away and everything else, and we have already established that. I am not a bit worried about the United States Postal Service. Well, here in Florence, Yeah, it's been slowed down even up to a couple of days or so. That doesn't worry me because I believe that the mail will still get here, except in our little community, put a question mark on it, and that's just because of the help that we have here or whatever. Anyway, but the point of the matter is it's because of all the massive fraud. That's what you worry right. about because they've already been proven, just like I said just now.
Yeah,
they were proven. And other places, I just don't have those in front of me, but you could Google it and look them up, and you'll see that they're mail-in voting in the last few months. There's several different people in several places in the country that have been convicted of just what we're talking about. You expand that to everybody voting by mail, you will have the most, you know, there's no, I don't believe it would be legitimate. If Trump won, I believe it would be legitimate, so to speak. But if Trump didn't win, I don't believe it would be legitimate for the mere fact that the other side knows that Trump's going to win. We've already pointed out how, you know, they underreport. Let's talk about the polls for a second. They're supposed to equally, if they were doing it legitimately, they're supposed to pull an equal amount of Democrats and an equal amount of Republicans to find out what a poll would be. But that isn't the way they do it. They overwhelmingly underreport, you know, undercall or contact or Republicans. They only get like 20% Republicans, the rest are independents or are Democrats. So every one of the polls are going to come out saying whatever the Democrats want. Yeah, they're ahead. They know. You can tell by the era of things and what they're up to. They know that they can't win this election. And let alone, you know, you're not going to be voting for Joe Biden anyway. Joe Biden has said that he needs a vice president that's going to be ready to work on the very first day and so on and so forth. What's probably going to happen is that if he was elected, whoever is vice president, he will step down, and whoever is vice president is elected. That's how they're doing it. And that's what's going to happen if he is indeed, you know, if he wins the election, so to speak. But I don't believe he can legitimately win the election. The only way that we have to overwhelmingly get out and vote. And that's what I mean. You know, we talked about last week, we talked about faith without works is dead. Yeah, you have faith that Trump's going to win, but that faith has to constitute into you getting up off of the couch and going out and voting, and you getting up off the couch and getting on your knees and praying about all that. But you need to go and talk to other people. You need to be putting your opinion across. You can't just be in silence. The reason this other side is like they are, the way they are, is because conservatives are silent. And then you also have what we brought up last week. We were talking about how many people are afraid and legitimately afraid in their workplaces and other places, or when people, pollsters call them, there's that factor. They call them, they say, how are you going to vote? They don't want to say they're voting for Trump because they could lose their job over it, or they could get in trouble for it, and let alone trust somebody on the telephone to tell them, yeah, a total stranger, yeah, I'm going to vote for Trump. And so it is dangerous. You know, you see, I even encourage you, be careful where you wear a Trump hat or any of those things, because people are violent. They didn't like it just to go, oh, you're voting for Trump. They're liable to assault you or even kill you. There's been Trump supporters that have been shot, beat up, and all kinds of things for simply just wearing a Trump hat. And so will they say, are you going to vote for Trump? Why would they admit that? You know, in a sense, you know what I'm saying. So the polls aren't right. The point is, President Trump would win a legitimate election, but that isn't what's going to go out. We're going to explore another thing, a plot. When we come back from break, we're going to explore a plot. The Democrats are already plotting to steal the election if Trump wins, and they're hoping for a disputed win to make their plans work. But we'll come back from break and we'll talk about that. Tell them where they can find us and everything they can find us about.
You can find all the contact information on how to contact us and where you can send donations and all about the Mission Church radio program archives and everything. And make sure you check out the pastor's page. It has all the breaking news and updates at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
I've got a story to tell you, a message to deliver in song. If you'll give an ear to these words I sing, passion for the lost will grow strong. As I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls and they don't know. Walking in darkness, they cannot see the road that they're on. It's broad and it entices them with pleasures, and further down that road they are drawn. And as I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. Every single day we have is one more chance to snatch a soul from entering hell. But don't you know these evil days are numbered? So get to work and do your job well. As I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls. Now you've heard this message that was on my heart. Now don't forget we haven't much time. The vineyard dries, the field is wide, the workers are few, and the harvest time is now in its prime. As I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls.
About 800 years before the birth of Messiah, the prophet Micah foretold his birth in Bethlehem. But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. Every year thousands of Christian pilgrims make their way to Bethlehem to visit the city in which the Messiah was born. Although unaware, most of them are taken into a subterranean cave where the pagan sun god Tammuz was worshipped, and are told that this is the place where Jesus was born. Tammuz was the Akkadian sun god, also known as Adonis by the Greeks. In mythology, he was known to be the husband of Ishtar, from which we derive the name Easter. His birthday was known to be at the time of the winter solstice, or December 25th. Jerome, the Latin Bible translator, whose school was located adjacent to the cave, informs us of the worship of Tammuz on this spot. Quote, "Even my own Bethlehem, as it now is that most venerable spot in the whole world, of which the psalmist sings, 'The truth has sprung out of the earth,' was overshadowed by a grove of Tammuz, that is, of Adonis. And in the very cave where the infant Christ had uttered his earliest cry, lamentation was made for the paramour of Venus." End quote. Just one more example of the pagan influences upon modern-day Christianity. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
Back. This is Pastor Dan and
Linda Catlin,
and you're listening to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, first off, tell us about this, or tell me about it. What are you talking about?
Well, I was almost late. Well, I was actually. I was supposed to be here at 5. I got here at 5:03, but I would not have came because I was sitting over at my office reading the newspaper that got here today, and Marion, Kansas has just been declared a hot spot for coronavirus because over the last week we've been having new cases every single day. 1 to 5 cases have been reported new every day, and now we're up to 50 cases. And so they say to be declared a hot spot, you have to have 1 case per 1,000 people, and we've made that number. So Marion, Kansas is now a hot spot for coronavirus.
Okay. Well, we don't live in Marion, Kansas. We do live in Marion County, but there were over 50 new cases.
There's 50 cases right now, yeah.
Okay, so I'll have to look at that. And so what you were reading, did my son get you over there?
No, I heard how messenger dings. I heard a ding, and then it was Dad said radio. I said, oh, cool, I got to go, got to go.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so if you hadn't messaged me, I'd still been reading the paper.
No, you wouldn't, because I sent my son out in the rain to go get you.
Yeah, he came out the door when I was coming already.
Yeah, okay. Enough about that. Miss Linda Lake Catlin, as everybody calls you.
Yep.
Anyway, okay, moving right along. Democrats are already plotting to steal the election if Trump wins. They're hoping for a disputed win to work. This is by David
Kamenor, I don't know.
On LifeZet News, July 29, 2020. Now it's your turn.
Okay, Democrats are hoping for a win, but plotting to illegally steal the election if President Trump wins re-election. They are gathering to look at scenarios regarding how they would take over and ignore the Constitution if Trump won, or if Biden won, but proof came out of the election results rife with Democrat corruption and Biden cheating.
Stop. Now, let's go with this scenario. They'll cheat, even if their own cheating gets exposed, they'll say, well, there's cheating in the election and want to invalidate it. So go ahead.
The president knows, especially with the use of mail-in ballots, what they're planning.
Okay, now that was what we pointed out. Trump was trying to bait him to get this to be a talk about situation right now. But in this article.
Okay, President Trump says, because of mail-in ballots, 2020 will be the most rigged election in our nation's history unless this stupidity is ended. We voted during World War I and World War II with no problem, but now they are using COVID in order to cheat by using mail-in.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And we've already proven that because there's cases all over, even today, where people have been being convicted and pleading guilty to doing voter fraud with mail-in ballots.
Okay, Democrats held a simulation last month on how to drive the president from office if he wins. They're calling it Transition Integrity Project, and it has nothing to do with integrity and everything to do with stealing back a lost election.
Okay, when they put that out, and it's somewhere in my radio or in my archives at prophecyhour.com, I'll have to look it up again, but I saw the original plan that they were talking about by people that had attended it, and it talked about all the scenarios, and they kept running different scenarios until they could find one. It's like a war game where they could, and people played different parts in it, you know, some acting out as Trump and acting as Biden, and they played different parts in this thing until they could come, they were trying to come up with one where they could take over the country. And so this is what they're doing. This is what I mean. They know they're going to lose the election.
Right.
A legitimate election they will lose. So this is dire consequences, folks. You need to be praying for our country, praying for our president, and talking. And why I said earlier, you know, be careful about who you talk to about voting for Trump. But you know your own people that are close to you or whatever. Realities are okay or something, but you have to be careful because we're living in an age where people are getting so and so violent, and not just over political things, but, you know, like today, I think it was that it was an article I read just beforehand in a McDonald's someplace. A guy came in no, it wasn't a McDonald's. That was a different one. But anyway, a guy came into a store, or it was a hotel. That's what it was. Guy came into a hotel. This mom and her son were sitting in the lobby, and they didn't have masks on. And this guy came in and started screaming at them for not wearing masks, although they were sitting right next to each other and talking to each other, mom and son. Right? Okay, so he takes out a gun and starts shooting.
Huh.
Now, he didn't hit anybody. Thank the father for that. But point is, he pulled out a gun and started shooting. And we're seeing it even in the so-called peaceful riots. People are shooting into cars as they speed off because they're afraid they're going to be hurt. This is, the violence has been let loose. You need to be careful. I'd stay home as much as possible. Don't get out. And I'm not talking because of COVID, because I'm talking about the violence that is running rampant in our country right now.
Right. I read there was a father of three that was going into the cell phone place to pay his cell phone bill and got shot dead. And all he was doing was going to pay his cell phone bill. So he left three kids, now has no father. Then there was a man walking across the street with his five-year-old daughter holding her hand, and a car drove by and killed him dead on the street holding his daughter's hand. Right there in front of his five-year-old daughter. Killed him, deader than a doornail.
Right, so
for no reason.
If you don't think evil's loose, then you're just living in the dark. Okay, now let's finish on with this article.
All the scenarios ended in both street-level violence and political impasse. Rosa Brooks, a Georgetown law professor, told the press, "The law is essential. It's almost helpless against a president who's willing to ignore it. By ignore, she means not bow to Democrats. By law, she means Democrat election cheating. Scenario exercises don't predict the future," she said, adding that they explore possible futures. Some of the what-ifs our scenario exercises did not end in good places, but it's important to note that this does not mean that there is something inedible about chaos and constitutional crisis in the coming months, just that these particular exercises suggest that these are real possibilities.
Right, and the New World Order, the Illuminati, or whatever, they always push forward one thing, order out of chaos. They want chaos because they want to bring the solution. See, there's the point. That's how you change things. You erupt everything in violence and chaos, and nothing can straight. And that's what the Democrats are putting forward. They're hoping that all this chaos and problems and everything the people will somehow blame Trump for and bring them in to where they'll bring order out of chaos. You know, these cities will quiet down. If Biden wins, these cities will almost instantly quiet down. But what some of the Democrats are starting to realize that it's actually working against them. that more people who are not for the violence than are for it. Their hoodwinking on everybody really isn't working. But these same people that they've got to go to violence, they think that they can quell it after the election. I've got news for them. They will not stop, because these people that are in charge, they want to just completely destroy the America. Whereas the hardcore and older school Democrats just want to get power, and they think they can do like they always do, make promises and not fulfill. But anyway, so let's move on with her article.
Okay, she's training the media and the Democrats on what to say and how to react to a Trump victory or a Biden win by cheating. Her goal is to legitimize the cheating. This session also serves to prime the pump of public opinion and get America used to talking about ousting President Trump, no matter the real election result.
Okay, now, and you see, there's lots of articles. Pocahontas, you know that one Trump calls Pocahontas, she was talking about, too, they're all talking about the same thing. What are we going to do if Trump doesn't want to leave office, and trying to get Homeland Security to commit to saying that they will take Trump out of office if he refuses to leave? These are things they're talking about because they put it out there in the public and making the public, that's how you brainwash. You get them used to it, so then when they come up with the fake scenario and it happens, you think, oh, okay, well, they've been talking, you know, it's going to happen. That's why, open your ears and listen to what the people are saying, what these people are saying.
Brooks said the goal of the exercise was not to give people nightmares, but rather to identify possible infliction points to prevent or mitigate catastrophic outcomes to the 2020 presidential election. I think the exercise has led to some important insights, on one being that forewarned is forearmed in all the exercises. Events unfold very quickly in the days after the election, and those who had thought in advance about the what ifs were better positioned to respond than those who had not. Through her blurring of the true meaning, it is evident that this entire meeting was Democrat election cheating and stealing boot camp. The response she has is to a legitimate Trump victory. The fake reason for the training is a scenario where Trump won't leave office after a loss. But the actual goal of those who attend is to kill a Trump victory with the help of the media in any way they can.
Right, and the media is totally on board for that. And, you know, even if this thing hadn't happened or whatever, they didn't accept the 2016 election. They're not going to accept the next election. The only way that things play out good at the end of this, because I believe they'll go on with massive rioting and everything they can to do after a Trump election. But what needs to happen in order to even partially quell these kind of a problems is, not only do we have to elect President Trump, we have to keep the Senate and get rid of the people in the Democrats in the House. In other words, we have to take back control of the House. Otherwise, it's going to be pandemonium for another 4 years and not getting things done. Yes, Trump's got a lot done, but he's had to do it by executive order and so on and so forth, instead of actually making laws like he wants to do, like Republicans would want to do. But the other side doesn't want to do it. They don't care about, they just want power, 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 power. And if they do get elected, remember, they're going to make all, listen to their campaign promises. They will make it okay for every illegal in this country to vote, and they are not American citizens. They have no right to vote here. They have no right at all. And an illegal in this country has no rights that an American citizen has, whether it's voting or courts or anything else. They do not have any legal rights as far as that goes. Well, let's move on with this article.
Okay. Former U.S. Attorney Andrew McCarthy wrote on the fake basis of the meeting, "There is no rational reason to indulge the anti-Trump hallucination of a defeat.
Defeated.
President holed up in an Oval Office refusing to leave. if ever any president were to try such an insane thing after the constitutional mandated devisement of executive authority, he or she would be escorted from the premises, hopefully with whatever dignity could still be mustered under the circumstances. Exactly so. But what is the plan for the party that won't accept defeat? We're likely to find out in November if Trump wins and the Democrats try to turn America into a mob dictatorship.
Right. Okay. Clearly, both sides are not going to accept the results as it looks right now. The left is ready to destroy America with a civil war that will not be pretty, as other radical enemies of the USA are joining in to see this opportune time to bring down the United States. As this headline from Jihad Watch explains, Islamic State urges Muslims in the United States to monitor well for a place they can set a fire without drawing attention. They are telling them to set forest fires and anything else they can. Radical Muslims and other radical groups are seeing this as the time that the most opportune time to jump in with these people and do it. So it's not only the leftists, but it's all these people that have different interests. Now, while, you know, a part of me wants to believe that when you have the election, everything will be fine afterwards, I just don't see it. Once you let these cats out of the bag, you know, try putting them back in, it just usually does not happen. Of course, I believe real patriots in this country will rise up and fight also. If there is a Biden win or a stolen election, we could be very well looking at what Dmitry Dudeman said the angel told him.
He said, remember this, Dmitry, the Russian spies have discovered where the nuclear warehouses are in America. Warehouses are in America. When the Americans will think that it is peace and safety from the middle of the country, some of the people will start fighting against the government. The government will be busy with internal problems. Then from the oceans of Cuba, Nicaragua, Mexico, and he told me two other countries, but I didn't remember what they were, they will bomb the nuclear warehouses. When they explode, America will burn. What will you do with the Church of the Lord? How will you save the ones that will turn toward you? I asked. He said, tell them how I saved the three young ones from the furnace of fire, and how I saved Daniel in the lion's den is the same way I will save them.
Okay, the number one, these people, Ashak, Meshach, and Abednego, they were told to bow to a pagan god, and they wouldn't do it. And they wouldn't, so they wouldn't bow to anybody's laws but Yahweh's. They were saved because they stood on what the premise of you know, Yahweh, stood on his law, stood with him against paganism. They were thrown in the fiery furnace, but they were saved in the fiery furnace. Daniel was saved in the lion's den in the same mannerism. The lion's mouths were shut, the word says. The point is, you have to be right with the Father to be saved in this time that's coming. But as we said last week, you have to do your part. There's only going to be two kinds of people out here as far as in Christendom is concerned. It's going to be those that are helping others or those being helped. And so you need to make sure your house has food in it. If you have extra money, you need to do everything that you can to prepare. And the Father will do the rest if you're right with him. But you have to do that. And you also need to support people that are out there doing the work, that are bringing people into the fold, that are also out there, like us. We're on talk radio. There's lots of other talk radio out there that are putting the warning out. Alternate radio is what's getting out of there because the mainstream media is owned by the left. Other than Fox News and, you know, I don't know of really any other stations that are broad or cable that are out there putting out some of the truth. Well, OAN, you know, American News, you know, one American News is also, but they're not as they're not available to everybody like they are like Fox is, so to speak. But point is support those that are helping, and that even means Fox News. Spread Fox News articles around. Spread OAN articles around. Put them on Facebook. Let them take you down off of Facebook. It's just like the, well, and somebody said, well, Fox isn't okay anymore. Well, I beg to differ. There are about three people on Fox that are okay. Tucker Carlson and Hannity is okay, and so is Ingram, and they are okay. And I do scan the news every day, and the best, you do need to go to Fox News. Yes, they do put liberal things in there too, but their claim to fame has always been fair and balanced, putting both sides of the issue. You should be able to look at their articles and tell what the difference is. And that's it. And so, but other than that, you need to go to alternate places for news. If you go to prophecyhour.com and you want to see, I put the best articles to the most legitimate news I can find over on prophecyhour.com. At least 20 articles a day, usually something like that, depending on what's going on. So go to prophecyhour.com. You can support us that way. You can support us by sharing our website with others and sharing our radio programs with others. You know, folks, we may be just a month away from everything breaking loose. You know, here we are. It's going to be August in what, 2 days? That'll be Saturday. It'll be August 1st, right? So Saturday will be August 1st. August, September, people were, Pastor Dana said that his vision was for starting in September. And so we could see a lot of things. I pray that all these things are wrong. President Trump was brought into office for a reason. I believe he was put there by the Father. He was just minutes away or whatever it said there, just right before a total eclipse, he was born. And we're talking about on the same day, we're talking within minutes. And a total eclipse, was that a sign of the apocalypse? That Trump, see the correlation? Trump comes in just before the blood moon, and also maybe meaning that Trump came in to be president just before the apocalypse starts to hit us. So you need to think about that and pray about it. And we also need your help, and I'm really reaching out to everybody that if you made a donation in the past, I pray that you'd make a donation because it's summertime and donations really fall through the floor while we've been managing to be able to feed everybody. Folks, we need to get back stocked up. We need more things to stock up, and we need just things for day-to-day at the Wichita Mission Church because I don't know, and you need to get your own households in order and stocked up also, but pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. We really need your help.
And I'm in need of toilet paper for hygiene goes out next Tuesday, and I don't have enough for this week. And regardless, I need it for 2 weeks from now, too. So I do need toilet paper for this month for the hygiene bags.
What do you need food-wise?
Just about anything. I did get about 30 cans of vegetables, so I do got that, and I do got about a half a freezer full of hamburger, but, yeah, And we do get the food truck every time, but we need other stuff that like the pastas. And I did have a gentleman bring a donation in Friday or yesterday, Tuesday, that he brought us 3 packs of plates and 3 packs of forks, but he was bringing pasta and sauce, and they had a limit on it. So they have a limit on – they don't have a limit on the paper products, but they have a limit on the food products. So it's really hard to stock the church when you can't buy more than one of each item.
Right, but places, Walmart, I haven't seen that. You can go to Walmart, and the last I saw just the other day in Walmart, that you can still buy pasta. I was surprised about Sam's.
That's what we need most of.
They really had a really good deal because you were getting 6 pounds of pastas for under $5.
Pasta, tomatoes, and sauce, and fruit. I'm running really low on number 10 cans of fruit,
right.
And that's what we need, number 10 cans. It takes 3 number 10 cans of whatever I use for one meal. Number 10 cans for one meal.
And I'm looking for a $500 donation just simply to get more meat in the freezer because we've already burnt. We was able to fill up that one freezer. We'll not fill it up, put a lot of hamburger in it.
That was $700 worth of hamburger, and we've used about half of it.
That's my point. And we've used about, so I'd like $700. I'd like to be able to restock that freezer. And we have another freezer as backup in the other room that it sits completely empty that really needs to be stocked. Folks, these things are coming. We plan on keep them working as long as we possibly can. Right now, things are going to get bad, but people still need to eat. And remember, every time that you do something under the least of these, you should, says that you've done it unto me. So when we serve food, we're serving it to the king. And when you donate to us, you're helping us serve the food to the king. So that's what you need to think about. And as for warnings, we are required to warn, as Ezekiel 33:6 says. We're talking about the watchman. We're required to warn the wicked other way and to warn people of what's coming. That's what this radio does. So pray about supporting talk radio. It is not free. We have to pay so much a month, and then, you know, don't we have to pay for all this other stuff?
Yes, everything. Whatever you have, we have, too. We need to pay for, so.
Well, right, meaning we have to pay for the Internet. We have
and
to
electric.
Pay for, we have to pay for the Internet. We have to pay for the electric, and so on and so forth.
And gas for two vehicles for two trips a week to Wichita to the mission to do the work.
Right, because we are, it's a 120-mile round trip for us.
And tags and insurance on those are coming due this month, too, August.
Okay, so pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. Just flat, pray about supporting Messiah's Branch and our ministry and what we're doing. Any kind of donation helps, but the Father notices all the donations that come from where?
Your heart.
And, folks, you can donate online, mail a check or money order. You can find all that information where at?
Prophecyhour.com.
That's prophecyhour.com. So really, really pray about it. And we also, I'm just about out of large print King James Version Bibles. I pray that you would send those to us. If you have some Messianic Bible studies or something else like that you'd like to see given out to the poor, those will work too. Messianic books, that'll work too. You know, send us those things. We'll give them out to the poor. You can check out our videos if you over my Facebook page or the Wichita Mission Church Facebook page, where I post all those office, or if you go actually to the pastor's page at prophecyhour.com, every time that we do a video, I post a link to it over there, and I'm getting ready to do just a whole page of nothing but links to the videos so they can see it anyway.
And we still need bags to carry stuff in, so just save your bags and drop them by the mission.
There, I might have a solution for that. Thanks to the woman that called me today that delivered some masks a couple of weeks ago. And she thought today was Friday. She's 77 years old.
I get
it. And she
that.
Made masks and everything. And so she asked me if she could bring it with some clothes today. Well, she didn't say today. If I wanted them, I said, yeah. Well, she thought today was Friday. So she showed up over there, and she lives about 30 miles from, the Mission Church. But she's going to show back up tomorrow, but she told me a secret about bags. And I'll share it with you after radio.
Okay.
But anyway, you folks over there that have bags, Wichita, hey, drop them off to us. Any final word you want to say to them?
Oh, no, I can't think of nothing.
Goodbye.
My brain went blank at the last minute like
just
it always
goodbye.
Does. Okay, shalom.
Shalom. All right, folks. You must remember that there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach, who gave his life for repented sins. And he rose after 3 days and three nights on the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. And we might have a surprise if you go to and want to watch maybe video of the studio next week when we're on radio. Go over and check us out. Anyway, remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That is praying for Yeshua's return. Because, and even the word tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, to pray for them. Lord our God, Father, King of the universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that Father, you'd bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
Shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.